White, James, Lemoore, California, May 2nd, 1880. Dear husband, another Sunday is past. I have labored hard. I had the crowd again the second Sunday. I spoke upon Christ riding into Jerusalem. All were attentive to hear. This is my last labor in this place. We hope and pray that what has been said may be blessed to the hearers. Friday and Sabbath were very important days to our brethren and sisters. Friday afternoon, I spoke upon the unity of the church and invited those forward who wished a nearness to God and those that had unhappy differences. This was a time of humiliation of soul. Many confessions were made and many hearts were broken before God. The Lord indicted prayer, and we had the earnest of the Spirit. When we rose from prayer, Brother Gray's face was shining with a holy light. This is the man that was once a gambler, a liquor drinker, and tobacco devotee. What a transformation! He confessed that he never felt as he did then. He could say he knew his sins were forgiven. Sweet peace and unexpressible joy pervaded his soul, and all believed it, for his very face expressed it. What a peaceful hour was that, when the Sabbath was welcomed in with its holy, sacred hours. Peace was in my soul. I felt repose in God, and the preciousness of the love of Christ was beyond expression. Peace, peace was like a river, and the righteousness thereof like the waves of the sea. Why, it seemed that I could feel the presence of heavenly angels upon the encampment. That night, Brother Eagle was on watch till past 12, then he was relieved. He says he and several brethren went quite a distance for a praying season. When he came back to camp, all had retired to their tents. It was about midnight, he said, when he saw a man about 9 feet high, pacing back and forth before our tent. He thought this was singular, and he would come nearer and see if it was an illusion. He held out his lantern and let it shine full upon the form, and he saw it was a man. His limbs and body could be distinctly seen, but he could not see the face. He kept his eyes fixed upon it, looked like amber, transparent, towering up above the tent. He felt frightened and went into the tent to wake up the sleepers and come with him, and then he thought, if he did so, they would think he was superstitious, if they should come and it had disappeared. This man has recently been converted from infidelity. He has had no faith in the visions, had taken Brinkerhoff's paper and read Carver's book and Chandler's, but since hearing me for himself, is convinced that my visions are of God. He is one of the disbelieving ones. He is a man of sound judgment, free from vagaries. All say he is an entirely different man. He is a converted man. The meeting has done everything for him. There was another man who had kept the Sabbath, but who was now given up as hopeless. He came for one day to the meeting to hear Mrs. White speak. This was just what he needed, and he went home for his wife, brought her to the meeting, and stayed until its close. He was saved to the cause of God. Sabbath was an excellent day for the brethren and sisters. I spoke on, "Is this the fast that I have chosen?" etc., dwelling particularly upon the Sabbath. Isaiah 58, verse 5, 6, 13, 14. It seemed to be just what the people needed. At 4 o'clock, we had a Bible class upon the Bible manner of keeping the Sabbath. This was very profitable. In the evening, Elder Haskell spoke upon the sanctuary question. Sunday morning social meeting was excellent. Elder Haskell spoke upon the Sabbath question. I spoke in afternoon of Jesus riding into Jerusalem. About 1,000 people were present. The report had been circulated that we believed we were saved by law, But after this, they were convinced that Jesus was exalted and lifted up by us as a people, more than by themselves. 6 were baptized after the discourse. 2 had been baptized 2 days earlier. 8 united with the church, and there are several more who will, we are quite sure, unite ere long. Elder Haskell preached on the judgment. Monday had early morning meeting. Good testimonies were born. I spoke about 20 minutes. We bid them farewell and ate a hasty breakfast and were on our way to Fresno Colony. We arrived here at Brother Church's about 10 o'clock. I believe everyone was loath to leave that consecrated ground. All, during that meeting, had been learners in the school of Christ. None but the Lord knew how much the people all needed the help of this meeting, and how readily they grasped at light and instruction. They were prompt in attending meetings, and seemed to feel sorry when any meeting was obliged to close. All seemed to have confidence in the work and cause of God. If this year is a prosperous one in California, the debts upon the publishing house will soon be lifted. The people only needed the wants of the cause of God presented before them, and everyone was eager and in haste to pledge to the utmost of his ability. This camp meeting will result in good, which cannot be discerned at present. I have no doubts but that it was my testimony this people needed. When they have confidence in the instrument God is using, then the testimonies in print will be looked upon as coming from God to them. Tonight I speak in this place in the hall upon the subject of temperance. The Lord give me access to the people is my prayer. I have ridden 45 miles and am tired. Good night. Yours.